Hello, hello, hello to my fellow educators. Welcome to NIEC's podcast. With me here today, we have our senior lecturer, Dr. Yvonne Chan from NIEC City Campus, who will dive deeper into the world of emotions and tell us more about developing social and emotional learning in children. Hi, Dr. Yvonne. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Before we begin, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've been in the preschool profession for about 25 years. I career switched from being a secondary school teacher to becoming a preschool educator. I grew in the profession from becoming a teacher, senior teacher, principal, and lecturer. I also got the chance to lecture overseas when I was completing my studies.
Wow, 25 years. This must mean that you really love what you're doing. In this case, can you tell us then, what is it passion that kept you going?
I am passionate about building resilience in both young children and preschool educators. I believe for individuals to feel good about themselves, being able to self-manage, get along with others and problem solve can contribute to their happiness and satisfaction. And this will help them to be successful in what they do. I am blessed to be able to learn more and complete my PhD study on promoting well-being and developing resilience in preschool children.
Yes, I think it's very important to build resilience in both children and adults. And I think that's what you're going to share with us today, right? To tell us some strategies to do just that?
I'm going to share a strategy called the ruler approach. This is to help children in their self-management.
Oh, so what exactly is ruler?
Ruler is a systematic approach to social-emotional learning, developed at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence. RULER is an acronym for the 5 skills of emotional intelligence. Let me do one at a time. R is for recognizing emotions. U stands for understanding the cause. L, labeling the emotions. E for expressing the emotions. Last but not least, R for regulate.
Wow, sounds interesting. But that's quite a bit of information, right? So maybe you can go through each a little more with us?
Sure, let me share with you a little more. But before I share, let me ask you a question first. Can you remember a time when you had to speak to a very large audience for the first time? What was your experience like?
I don't think it was a very, very large audience. It was a little, small little class of 30-something people in my poly class, you know, where I had to actually do a module on public speaking. So I had to go up, present my talk, my presentation without a script. And that was really very nerve-wracking for me because, I mean, I'm not a very good public speaker.
Thanks for your honest sharing. Really appreciate that. If we were to use the ruler approach, we start with the R. R is recognize. What is your body telling you? Can you remember at that event, how did you feel?
I think I was very nervous. My hands were shaking. It was so sweaty. And then I think I was stumbling a little bit as well, stuttering through my speech. But yeah, it was a memory that I want to forget, but I can't.
So it is really important for us to be able to take cues from our body and to think about our feelings and how it will affect even the interaction with others. Likewise, for the children. So in RULER, we learn about R, which is recognizing. Mm-hmm. If you were to look at the RULER approach, the next thing that we'll talk about is understand. So why do you think, you know, you felt that way? What caused you to feel that way?
No, because I'm not a very good speaker unless I have a script. So I think it was because of that. I didn't have the confidence in myself to just speak freely about the topic that I was intending to do. And that's why I was feeling very nervous and I ended up forgetting every single word of my speech.
Mm. Being able to identify the things, which is people, thoughts, and in this case, the event, can lead to uncomfortable feeling, but it can also help us to both manage and anticipate them in order to prepare for an effective response. So, what is the word that you think best describes your feeling?
Nervous. Definitely not calm, that's all.
Mm. You know, when we talk about our feelings, there are different words that we can use. And it's so important for us to help children to build up a range of vocabulary and words to describe their feelings. Because different feeling words have different levels of intensity. And it is only when you can know how you are feeling and the intensity of those feelings that you would be able to better control, regulate, to help make yourself feel better in those situations.
Yeah. Do you think you can give some examples actually?
Sure, not a problem. So for example, many people just said, you know, how are you feeling? And they will say, happy.
Happy, yes.
But yes, besides happy, there are words such as joyful, extremely elated.
Yes.
And these are really words that can help you to describe the intensity of those feelings. And at preschool level or with young children, if we can introduce them to these different varying emotions, it will not only help them to know what their body is telling them, but it's also helping them to know what best describes those feelings. So how do you express yourself in that situation?
I actually, you know, I had no choice because this is a compulsory module. So I had to go through with it in order to get my grade. But definitely, you know, I thought about what are the things that I can do after I get this over and done with. And I think that was something that actually motivated me to just, just go through it and do my best.
You're really proud of you. You know, expressing have to do with finding ways to share your feelings in those situations. And sometimes there is a tendency that we may respond in a way that is not so appropriate. But in the ruler approach, we are actually encouraging children to learn that even in situations where your feelings may not be that positive, what can you do to express yourself in a more appropriate manner? So, last but not least, regulate. That's right. So, how do you make yourself feel better in that situation?
I think what I did was just try to shake out my nerves, jump up and down, you know, try to shake my hands, make sure my blood is flowing to my brain especially. But apparently that didn't work that well. So I think this is something that I did at the time. But, you know, as I grow older, what I feel is that, you know, when I tend to get nervous, what I do is I take very, very deep breaths, you know, in and out for roughly a minute or so. And then I give myself a little motivational speech, just to let me know that, hey, you can do this. You'll do your best. I know you can do your best. And yes, and that's how I start.
That is really excellent examples use. And can you imagine, Desiree, if children were to learn that when they are young, they are introduced to different strategies that they can choose from. One that suits them when they are in a challenging situation that works for them, it will really help them even to cope better in those situations. What do you think?
Yes, definitely agree. I mean, of course, you know, now with Dr. Yvonne actually sharing with us this ruler strategy, then educators, you can actually use this in your classrooms. But of course, we understand that it can be challenging to do this in a very busy classroom, especially when, you know, our educators have to multitask all the time. So, Yvonne, can you please tell our educators when is a good time to use this ruler strategy?
My pleasure to tell you. But first, let's imagine ourselves in a preschool classroom.
Woohoo!
In the block corner, we see, let's call her Amy, who is building blocks. Then, her friend Lily comes over and knocks down the tower Amy is building. Amy, of course, gets upset. This is a very common scene in the classroom, right? and perfect for you to apply RULER. In this instance, there are many ways to address the situation. But if you want to help build social-emotional regulation, we can ask a few things. Now, shall we do a bit of role play? Can you take the role of Amy?
Yes, yes. Amy is ready.
Okay, then this is what I would say. Oh, Amy, I saw what happened. How do you feel?
Angry. I'm very angry.
Did you stamp your foot just now? Why did you do that?
Because I'm very angry.
What made you feel angry?
Lily pushed me.
I see. So she pushed you and that made you angry and you stamp your foot. The next time when you feel angry, what else can you do?
I'll go play with my other friends.
So tell me, having gone through that, how did that make you feel?
Well, if I was Amy, I would definitely feel much better because the teacher acknowledged my feelings, comforted me, and gave me the time and space to process. So tell us, how did you actually use RULER here, Yvonne?
Sure. Remember, I shared about the different steps that you can take. R is for recognize. I asked Amy, how are you feeling? So that she can, you know, identify with those physical responses that were taking place. Next, I asked her what caused her to feel that way. So she know what was it that caused her even to have those emotions. I allow her to share with me the word that best describe her feelings. But remember, please note, the intensity of feelings is also important. So it's important to introduce to children like Amy different emotion words that even help her to identify not only how she feel, but the intensity of those feelings. And express, it is important for children to note, just like Amy, it's not so much as those feelings that you have, but how can I express myself appropriately when I am feeling emotions that sometimes may be unpleasant? And of course, regulate. What can I do to make myself feel better? It's okay to feel the way I feel, but what can I do? And that is by using different strategies that I have learned.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Yvonne. I mean, it's really okay to feel the way you feel. Just need to recognize, you know, be able to recognize your emotions, express them, and then, you know, regulate them as well. So is it possible then to use RULER with adults too? I mean, I can also imagine leaders being able to use this to help teachers cope with their work challenges.
Definitely, yes. Remember, you shared very honestly and generously about your previous experience, having to share and what you went through. And you noted that RULER did help you in those situations. Likewise, I think RULER can be used not only with very young children, but the RULER approach can also be used with teachers in the classroom. In a challenging situation, it is important that the teachers recognize how they feel, understand the cause of their feeling, and also note that they can express themselves in appropriate ways despite the unpleasant feelings that they are going through. And that is by using strategies that can help them regulate and make themselves feel better.
Thank you so much, Yvonne, for your sharing today. It looks like we are coming to the end of our sharing. Maybe before we go, would you like to share anything else with us?
Sure. My hope for the children is for them to grow up confident, optimistic, being able to self-manage, and have a satisfying relationship with others. I just want to say something to all the educators listening in. Thank you for everything you are doing for the children.
Well said, Yvonne. And with that, thank you for listening to our podcast today and hope you have a great day ahead, everyone.